Welcome back to Racing Pulse. As we know, on the 1st of August, this Sunday, it is the horse's birthday. And the Living Legends, once again, are running their horse's birthday fundraiser. It's time to get behind Living Legends. Of course, this is where heroes of the past, such as Prince of Penzance, Rogan Josh, Apache Cat, now live and have a wonderful life. You can make a donation now. It's been a tough time for Living Legends, of course, with lack of crowds and those that visit the farm so often now unable to go. So head to Living Legends website, click on the pop-up message, and you can help Living Legends, fantastic programs for schools and communities. And the man behind Living Legends, who gives so much to the racing industry and these legends, is Andrew Clark, and he joins me this morning. How are you, Andrew?
Yeah, very good. Thank you, Michael. And yourself?
Very well indeed. Now, this is where we need racing fans and the industry support, because everyone's been doing it tough. But for you guys at Living Legends, we can't get people through the gate. And your traditional fundraiser, which is such a great day on the horse's birthday, is this weekend. So we want people to help and dig a little deeper to ensure the viability of Living Legends moving forward.
Absolutely correct, Michael. And for us, it is a key fundraiser. You know, last year was tough when COVID first started. We had $100,000 worth of bookings just cancelled right at in the second week of March, really. Now we had JobKeeper, we made the adjustments, we've got takeaway and great support from the local community. But, you know, this year we've already seen we had Open House Melbourne weekend was cancelled with the COVID or visits. We were the beneficiary of the Asian Executive Ball at the Derby Eve, and that's already been cancelled due to the COVID challenges, etc. So this year, if people can donate, and I realise it's a tough year, but if you can make a donation, that'd be a big help. And for every dollar raised up to the $40,000, we have matching funding in place, so you'll secure $2 for us. So it'd be a really big help if you can this year.
Absolutely. How many old legends have you got at the moment?
33 and a quarter, if you count little Toby. So, yeah, and I think that was one of the themes that came through from today's show, really, listening to it. You know, it's the idols, it's the champions of the turf, and it's that opportunity to get people back in, have that close contact you're talking about with country racing. We provide that contact 364 days a year. You know, the only day we're closed is Christmas Day. And then it's all the other learning with legends opportunities with the school kids right through to the vet students and the kids wanting to get experience to get into vet school. So it's a bigger program. We're probably best known for appearances at races and the Melbourne Cup Parade, but, you know, our best work's done back at the farm here, and that work is really funded through all of the community funding that we receive.
Absolutely. You do an amazing job, Andrew. And as soon as we can get out there, we'll come and do a show from Living Legends and see all of the old champs in the flesh. We'll try and get a few people out there as well. So the horse's birthday, the annual fundraiser for Living Legends. All you need to do is jump on livinglegends.org.au, make a donation, and it will be matched dollar for dollar. Andrew, appreciate your time this morning, and we'll continue to try and get as much money raised for Living Legends as possible.
Yeah, and look, a huge thank you, Michael, to you and to all at RSN. RSN, just great media partners for Living Legends. We really appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Good on you, Andrew. Have a good birthday. Get a bit of carrot cake for yourself. Mate. They always have a traditionally big carrot cake out there for all of the legends.